blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my shield.
Welcome, everyone, blessed to another edition of Flashpoint. The world is really heating up. I have a lot of material for 25 minutes, so let's just jump right into it. There is a link in the bibliography. It is a PowerPoint program. A PowerPoint talk was given on the alternative media. It's an hour and 20 minutes long. I will summarize it for you. It is very good. In this talk, the author avers that the vaccines are toxic by design, in that they have rapid lipid nanoparticles. These nanoparticles are not pharmaceutical grade lipids. Of course, with the nanoparticles, it can pierce the blood-brain barrier. They're using synthetic RNA, so it doesn't break down in the body. It does have the capacity now for reverse transcriptase, which it could alter the DNA. I don't have a lot of knowledge on that, or that I've seen talks on the alterations of the DNA. I think mostly they're trying to upload this graphene oxide platform into the human body. Other evidences of toxic by design, graphene, the particles in the vials are attracted to areas in the body of high metabolism. So exercise or areas of the body like the gonads that have a higher metabolism, there's a greater uptake, and maybe even the brain. It denudes the blood of negative charges, causing clotting. Usually the red blood cells have a negative charge, which, you know, from batteries, they repel each other. Well, the vaccine does away with that. There has been no safety. All programs for feedback for signal giving, such as VAERS, has been corrupted, ignored. There is no efficacy. After the first shot, there is somewhat of a boost to your immune system for 3 months. After that, it diminishes with each vaccine. We have had charts of that. You have the first vax, you're normal. You get the second one, you're down at 80% of your immune system. They give you the vax. Maybe it goes up to 85, but after that, it goes down to 60. You know, just for example, we've seen that. And the malignant policies she cites by the government, by the media, by all the leaders, lying, censoring, gaslighting, persecution of truth tellers, whistleblowers, and financed collusion with the media. Very, very, very bad for a novel medical program. Well, that's just the point. It's not medical. It is military. And I don't know yet if anybody has uncovered the goal, the specific goal. Would you please, invent a medical injectable that would alter a human into transhuman? I think that's probably the goal. That's what's happening. According to those parameters, it's working perfectly. Humans are now giving off a charge. They are magnetic. We've seen how electromagnetic charges move across the graphene platform. We've seen the circuitry located in the vials. Anyway, this is a military operation, not a medical. Let's go back to the talk. Health and Human Services, Becerra, and the FDA are running this bioterrorism platform in conjunction with the Department of Defense. And the medical arms, FDA, Health and Human Services, are merely the advisory. The DOD, the Department of Defense, is really in charge. And they are going to put all of this under the control of the WHO. And the guy there is Ghebreyesus, who is accused of being a terrorist. I looked it up. It appears as if when he was in Ethiopia, he was using aid money for political goals of defeating the Christians in Ethiopia. You can do your own research on that. But that's what it appears. And it did not say that specifically. I had to look up the groups of people that his group, Ghebreyesus's group, was coming against. And they are overwhelmingly a Christian group. The Muslim Tigrays versus the Christian Amharas. Ghebreyesus hid 3 outbreaks of cholera while the health director of Ethiopia. And it is said he's the head of the WHO because of China. China realized that he was a yes man and vicious and probably amoral. So anyway, he was their man. They knew they were going to do this for a long time. In 1997, Bill Clinton got rid of the safety and efficacy regulations regarding emergency use authorization. They knew they were going to use the EUA back in the 90s. They've been developing this for decades. Obama in 2015 enabled the DOD to order, quotes, undisclosed military prototypes from pharma. That's exactly what they've done. These are not vaccines. They are military prototypes, undisclosed. In 2020, enacted the public health emergency and continued every year by Biden, thus exempting anyone in the chain of liability. The law, EUA-covered medical countermeasures, are not pharmaceutical products. These are not vaccines. These are not pharmaceutical products and are not subject to clinical investigation. So there's no regulatory action needed. This is why they can legally avoid VAERS and all the other programs intended to send signals to the medical community that there is stress in the system. And the lipids used are pegylated lipids, not of pharmaceutical grade purity, and manufacturing controls are unknown. So this is why there's no regulatory agency jumping up and down about what is happening. This is a globalist this country has seen in 100 years. Oh, hooey, 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 fooey. But they're putting bioweapons in people's arms now for 2 years. We're just now beginning to see the tsunami of death. According to the military purpose, the military goal, these vaccines might be working very, very well. In the talk, if you look at it, you'll see the flowchart of hierarchy, where the DOD is the chief operating officer and everybody else is subjected to them. There are about 60 military officers, including at least 4 generals in leadership of Operation Warp Speed, many of whom have never worked in either medicine or vaccine development. They have no idea what they're doing. Again, it's not a medical response. It is a military response. Only 29 of the 90 leaders on the chain of command are not employed by the Department of Defense. So 2/3 of the leaders our Department of Defense. BARDA is Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority. BARDA is the military medical arm. States that they have performed large-scale manufacturing with clinical trials. And this was a long time ago. They did this manufacturing, at least back in 2012. This is a violation of pharmaceutical standards to do testing while they're manufacturing. I mean, think of that. We're going to test this thing, but we're at the same time, we're going to be manufacturing it whole hog. The testing is just, I think, window dressing. They want to manufacture it. There's no way they can get 600 million vials manufactured in 2 years or, you know, by Trump's warp speed. Facing the nation, there never was, there never is, there still isn't, except for the adverse effects of the COVID jabs, of the weapon of mass destruction. By the way, Robert Kadlec, who was the preparedness and response head under Trump, updated the PREP Act to fully shield pharmaceutical companies from liability. Yeah, so much for Trump being the good guy. It was ATI who ordered large-scale manufacturing demonstration with Pfizer in July 20. Now, demonstration just means this is window dressing. This is acting. They're pretending that they're really doing trials and they're really, you know, performing as a pharmaceutical in good faith. What they're actually doing is just smoke and mirrors. Roll up your sleeve and take this. As Aish Jha says, that's why you have two arms, one for the flu and one for COVID. If the government says A, assume that it's B, C, or D. Don't trust anything they say anymore, I urge you. The Department of Defense already had established vax manufacturing at surge capacity in 2012. No accountability other than reasonable effort. The Department of Defense micromanaged. All vials were the property of the Department of Defense until in the arm. Vaxes described as civil and military application. Contracts waived normal drug regulation, and the contracts prohibit domestic liability by removing national sovereignty over the product. So American laws can't suddenly go back and say, okay, you know, we're going to impose liability for this, and they're going to say, no, this is not an American product. You do not have jurisdiction over this product. They also prohibit independent vial testing, which is why La Quinta Columna had testing the vials, finding the circuitry, discovering what actually was so important. Okay, now on to the jab itself. So it is not a medical product, it is a military product. 2018, 45 million cases of the flu. 2019, 36 million, 2020, 38 million, 2021, 0.0015 cases. But there were 32 million cases of COVID. So they just moved the flu over into the COVID stack, and suddenly we have a pandemic. There are, in the bibliography, huge upticks in miscarriages, stunning graph. You can hardly see the red since 1990. And suddenly we get to 2022. It's just off the chart. 10,000% increase in cancer, including turbo cancer. Cancers that advance very rapidly. Becerra is now calling for jabs every 2 months. He said, if it's been 2 months since you've gotten your last one, you better go get another one. Even now, the flu shots contain circuits. Please refer to the bibliography for those pictures. And once again, Bourla, head of Pfizer, again refuses to appear before the EU and answer questions. What is he going to say? He would have to say, I don't care what any of you say. This is not a pharmaceutical product. It's a military. Go talk to the military. There's a very stunning video in the bibliography of the death spiral. They suddenly look over their right shoulder and seem to see something horrible, and they twirl, and then they drop unconscious or dead. I don't know. I think many of them are dead. But what do they see? Is it the dark angels coming for them? Bribes are back. Remember when they gave away Walmart gift certificates? Well, they're back with pictures of teenage kids, $25. But remember last time, a lot of these cards were empty. Went to Walmart, got their stuff, and then went to pay, and they're empty. Somebody had already used the credit cards. Autopsies in Germany show that 20% of deaths within a week of the jabs are indeed because of myocarditis. Myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart. The heart cannot pump blood like it used to or like it should. It is on a subclinical level. They don't even realize they have had heart damage. Okay, now to the New World Order. There's a video of French TV indoctrinating children to believe that it is desirable to imprison the unvaxxed. It's just hideous to see. Do you agree with mandatory vaccination? Oh, yes, say both children. They must be like, maybe 10 and 7. The mom gloats, saying that she has drilled this into them. What should we do? Asks the announcer. We should call the police, says the little girl. You can watch it. It's just sickening. Okay. And then the camera pans to a heavy-set man with kind of a man bun and John Lennon sunglasses in a dark studio. Looks like the poster child for the lefty soy boy. But by the time these kids are 16, 17, 18, they'll imprison people in a heartbeat or turn in their family members. There's a short video here of the PCR test swabs under UV light. The swabs, the ends, the tips of the swabs glow in the dark. They are soaked, I'm sure, in luciferase. When they do the PCR test, they are not testing for anything. There's no test. PCR can't diagnose a thing. All it does is augment material that's there. But what they're doing, they're giving these people something. They're giving you either the graphene oxide, they're giving you luciferase against the cribriform plate, which is a thin bone that touches your brain. Right behind it is your brain. It is perforated to allow nerves to go up in there, and they are pushing this swab against your cribriform plate, hoping to get luciferase into your brain or graphene. There's a video of a horrific tongue lashing by Dr. Fukushima, professor emeritus at Kyoto University, over the harms that the jab has done. There's an experiment that's very interesting. It's called the Mouse Utopia Experiment. It was done in the 60s by a guy named John Calhoun. It put caged mice in a pen, gave them everything they wanted, safety, food, water, drinks, everything they couldn't. And at first they did very well in this utopia. After a while though, they had no challenges, and they had no, they stopped being interested in life. They fell back and merely started eating and grooming themselves and sleeping, preoccupied with grooming themselves. Over time, problems evolved with homosexuality, feminized males, masculinized females, drop in the birth rate, withdrawal from mouse society. I mean, compare this to today's society, where children have been raised on everybody gets a participation medal. Little concern for offspring, no social skills, avoidance of all challenges. Those are the people that when Trump won, all they could do was fall to their knees in the middle of the street and scream. preoccupation with grooming and attractiveness. How many influencers are there on TikTok that would fall into this category? They do nothing good. They have no challenges. And their lives, their souls, their personalities, eventually the culture collapsed and all the mice died. He did this at different times with different mice, with different rats. But they always ended the same. And after about 4.5 years, the colony was extinct. If you're in a city, please consider getting out. The sewer, if there's no electricity, the sewer will not work. There is a little picture here from Ukraine, and they have gone into the children's playground with all these high-rise buildings around it, dug a hole, and told you to use that hole because the sewers would just back up if you didn't. So if you're living in a city, what are you going to do when the lights go out? Okay, State of the Nations. Martial law next week in Brazil, some are saying. Mongolia is now rioting, accusing the government of selling their coal to China and the officials pocketing the money. Huh, another country full of the self-absorbed. The president of Peru, Castillo, was removed from office today for disbanding the Peruvian Congress. He had been seeking asylum in Mexico, and today the West is calling upon, quotes, regime change in Russia. Okay, we're kind of running out of time here. I'll see how far I can go. More countries want to join the BRICS. Argentina, Iran, India, okay, those are the BRICS nations, but a lot want to, Argentina, Turkey, Egypt, Nicaragua, Algeria, Senegal, Nigeria, Kazakhstan, Afghanistan, Thailand, Indonesia. They all want to join BRICS. They know that the dollar is going. People have offered the Great Reset is when the dollar fails. That's the Great Reset. Why has marijuana been legalized? They're finding, please look at this study, that marijuana arrests the psychosocial development, and there's cognitive damage into your memory and your ability to analyze input. You forget. You can't remember anything. You can't put anything together. So you cannot realize what's going on in the world today. And additionally, most marijuana in the West is laced with fentanyl. The QR code Vax Passport, you will not be able to buy, sell public transportation. This is coming. They had a meeting no American media was there. The Americans don't know any of this. All the world's media was there, not the American. It's being held secret from us. I'll try to get more on it. There's hardly any information out there. But also, all information obtained through the passport is sent to the police. Believe me, it is bagging and tagging. You will not be able to buy and sell. You won't be able to go on public transportation. Nothing. There's one last thing here. Shimon Tov Alaluf, which is a Sephardic name. Israeli, from Israel, living in Israel, that Netanyahu now, he believes he is going to form a coalition that will divide the land, will divide it quickly. He expects a new government to be inaugurated either this week or next. They are changing the laws, and because of the laws they're changing, he believes that religious persecution is coming. So, if it's coming to Israel, my goodness, it's certainly coming to the rest of us. Please stay tuned for Stephen, and be blessed, be protected. We'll see you soon. Like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun. Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk
Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore.
Second half with me here is Stephen. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you. And we just have a very short window here. And let's just jump in. Let's talk about Planet X. What is going on?
Well, the whole thing about Planet X right now is that there's a lot of anticipation that this thing is really upon us. And I actually asked in a meeting yesterday, could this be the reason why we're seeing all the uptick in
volcanism?
Wars. Wars, and now the, you know, them wanting to remove a lot of things from the markets, things like that. I said, are they posturing with the advent of this binary system coming through? And the answer seemed to indicate yes, not a direct yes, but an indirect yes, that there is posturing for that. They want to get the New World Order in place and things like that, because at the same time, and I actually spoke, Bonnie, yesterday. I spoke to the German scientists. I spoke to people in Washington trying to get a handle on the collapse of the magnetosphere, which is affected because of the passing of this binary system. Right now, we're starting to get ready to face the front end of the tail of this thing. And, you know, in fact, I was asked by one of my friends in FEMA, who's an engineer there, you know, they said, well, we're hearing that January the 5th, there's possibly an asteroid going to make an impact on the Earth. Do you know anything about that? I said, I don't know specifically, but I can check and see. So I did, while we were in our meetings yesterday, I asked about that. And the response was, Steve, there's not a day in January that's not going to be with some dramatic event going on. So he said the asteroid would probably be the least of your worries. But then he continued on and he said, you know, we do have potential hits of asteroids in January. And of course, that being said, every time I hear people talk about this, I am reminded that asteroids are they have the ability to take them out and move them, things like that. But they can't catch everything. And in fact, there was a spacecraft that had landed, a top secret spacecraft that had landed at the, let me get my window open here so I can talk a little bit more about it, that had landed in the, let's see, where do I have it at? Gosh, I don't see it now. Where did I put that thing at? But the aircraft that had landed was a top secret. They've been out in space, Bonnie, for I believe they said 900 days. And everybody was trying to figure out, well, what's this thing all about? What's this aircraft? What is it doing? Stuff like that. And it was actually called the X-37B. And I actually did a broadcast about that particular aircraft because I did know what its mission was. And its mission, Bonnie, was to create a laser grid in order to try to help track the smaller asteroids that are smaller than a car, because those are the ones that we have a hard time tracking. But yet you get an asteroid, let's say it's half the size of a Volkswagen, that thing can still have some very devastating effect on this planet, no matter where it hits. I mean, if you have an asteroid that big and it hits, say, over a populated area, right, that's like dropping a bomb there.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like having a nuke hit. So being able to track those has become very critical. And we are employing all types of weaponry to take out asteroids. We use lasers. We use tungsten rods. We use nuclear weapons. In fact, the larger asteroids, we've tried several nuclear weapons on them to break them up, very unsuccessful. And then on top of that, then we take and we run into the situation of now they're talking about using what we call dark matter weapons. And that would basically change the DNA structure of an asteroid. I don't know what it turns it into, but I'm hearing this the worst thing we could ever do is to even try something like this. So, and dark matter is not the same as antimatter. I know sometimes people might get that confused. But getting back to the whole precipice behind this, though, and that is that the system is beginning to get closer, and we are seeing some very strange things, including ancient ruins. We have actually spotted ancient ruins that is in orbit coming around the sun. And we know that that's headed towards Earth as part of the tail system there. And it is believed that these ruins are part of what happened when the system had come in contact with the Earth the last time around. And there are some that believe that was during the crucifixion of Christ, even though that there is debating opinions on this elliptical orbit. Some say 3,600 years. I've even heard 9,000 years, quite frankly, Bonnie. I've heard that as well. Yeah. But I've also heard much shorter spans of time, like Gil Brossard believes is far more frequent than that.
Can it be at irregular intervals?
You know, I don't see why it couldn't be, because it is what they call an elliptical orbit. That's what the Chilean astronomer Ferrada said. You know, so the comet planet, as he calls it, changes its speed and patterns. And then the other thing is that it's also a draconian planet. In other words, it's inhabited. It's actually referred to at times as a planet spaceship.
You know, Planet X is it's not really a planet. It's a failed star. But it has, I think, what, 7, 8, 9 planets around it. It is a system, a planetary system. So is it the planets that are inhabited? Or, I mean, how can something live on a failed star, which is, I think, still quite hot?
Well, that's a good question. And it may be, as you said, it could be that it is the actual planet going around it. That being said, Bonnie, I will say this. I know that when they're, you know, there's this big fear about the magnetosphere when it goes down, that it's going to be like an awakening for people, because they're going to discover things that they did not know existed. And one of those things that we know that's going to be discovered during that time is that there is life on quite a few planets outside, just here in our own solar system. In fact, I was updated the other day, knowing that this is coming, now that they're more willing to disclose more of that information. I was told that we have alien life on our own moon. We have it on Mars. We have it on Pluto. We have it on the moons around Jupiter. We have it under the crust of Venus, which means it's not a hollow planet like the Earth is. But in other words, there's subterranean caverns under there that they have extraterrestrial life living there. We have it also in the crust of our own Earth. We have extraterrestrial life.
Now this is, but all life on these other planets are alien life. It's no human life.
Well, we do have humans that are occupying certain places, because we've gotten more involved along with Russia in the space program that's not known to the public. So we do have people on the moon. We have people on Mars. And I know one of the moons around Jupiter, we also inhabit. We have, you know, people on that as well.
Boy, they must get firsthand views of this planetary system, of so many things, because our atmosphere prevents us from seeing a lot, really.
It does. In fact, that's going to be one of the big issues, too. Speaking of the moon, they have already, you know, we had been taking up water to the moon using the TRB-3s. Mm. And that was something journalists had actually captured. We may have spoke about that last week, but they are planning taking some of the elite up there, because the bases inside the moon are very, very deep. Now, none of the bases that we have, whether we're on another planet or whatever, are bases that we have built. These are bases that were constructed, and I'll just remind people, I normally like to say fallen angels, but so when we're talking about aliens, you know, that's right. Basically what we're looking at.
Yes.
But we basically share these bases with these entities, and it is required that you have permission to go into space, and of course you have to have an escort. Russia is the escort, because Russia is the one that has the intimate contact with the extraterrestrials that control what we call the air traffic in space. Mm-hmm. So just like you're on Earth, there is an air traffic control for space. Permission has to be granted.
Is that because Russia is going to be the base home, the major heralder, major kind of like John the Baptist was for Yeshua, that Russia is going to play a John the Baptist role for the Antichrist?
That I don't really know about, but I know that they were the first ones to ever make that contact, and that's how they got their foot in the door with that. I would have thought that it would have been the Vatican, because I know the Vatican has a far closer relationship with extraterrestrials, fallen angels, than what the Russians do. But in the case of the Russians, it's more so for the space travel, whereas the Vatican, they have a different relationship with these entities here. So, I mean, it's crazy, though. I mean, just to think about it, just to hear this type of verbiage. But John F. Kennedy had made the agreement with Nikita Khrushchev to go into this agreement on space travel. And I can tell you, they will not do anything to upset that. Even this war that's going on in Ukraine, this is all, as I was told to begin with, it's just smoke and mirrors. It's to feed the public. As crazy as that may sound, I've been told it was to feed the public. And of course, I've known now for 2 months that the war was going to get worse. I knew that they were going, I've announced it, I've said it many, many times, you know, that come December, it's really going to get nasty.
That's right. I mean, this is a launch pad that is conditioning the world and conditioning the hatred, I think, of Christian countries, the United States, waging war against the Christian West, whatever's left of it. For the attack and the downfall. What is going to happen in December? What do you expect to happen?
Right now, Bonnie, I was told yesterday that it is very evident that those that are going to be ruling the New World Order have now put the pressure on Russia for Russia to use nuclear weapons against the United States.
Yeah.
I was also told that the Russians do have nuclear subs with nuclear warheads within striking distance of the mainland United States. They're also using a new propulsion system on their missiles. Now, we're not talking about supersonic, but much faster than what the original missiles were. We don't have the ability to shoot those down. And so, you know, whether or not Russia pulls the trigger or whether or not there's a self-detonation, blame it on Russia, and then Russia really has to get involved into it. Nonetheless, what I've been told is that they're wanting to bring the U.S. down because they're ready to implement the New World Order.
Yes.
We're standing in the way.
Yes.
And then I was told, too, that Russia would be taken down afterwards, also to bring it into compliance with the New World Order.
Yeah. So, you know, last week on my show, I put up Ken Peters. He had a vision, and he was told when the clocks change on a Sunday, when they go backward on a Sunday on November 1st, so that is the fall clocks back, not on a Sunday, but on November 1st. That doesn't happen all the time. That 3 years from that date, all countries will be upheaval. The governments of all countries will be in upheaval, overthrown, essentially. So I think now, I mean, the last time this happened, i.e. falling back on November 1st, was 2020. So 3 years from that date would be November 23, which is less than a year away. But I think we're on track to see that.
Well, I do know that the year 2023 is supposed to be the pivotal year.
Yes.
There's going to be more things happen in this year than any other given time.
Yes.
And I know that they're going to release the new viruses that were permafrost viruses. They've already developed the vaccines for them. They're going to wait till about half population is killed as a result of that.
I've always felt when they release the really deadly virus that it will affect only those who have had the jab, because then that would ensure they don't get it. But there will be a pathogen released for which there is no remedy You have any information on that?
Yeah, the CIA is working with extraterrestrials on that particular virus. And I remember when they told me about this, I said, why in the world would CIA be willing to work with extraterrestrials to develop a virus that there is no possible ability to, no cure for it? And I was told then that it's the ones that have agreed to do this is because the ETs have said, we're going to wipe out humanity pretty much. We're taking this planet, and you can either prolong your life to 2050 or you can die with the rest of the world earlier. Mm-hmm. And that was the straight of the answer that I got on it. And so it appears to be that they're just doing it for to buy a little bit more time, you know. And but still, you know, why sell out your own country? Why sell out your own people? I couldn't do it. There's just no way. I would have to go down fighting, die, whatever the case may be. Now, we'll tell you another thing that was interesting, Bonnie. When we were discussing the fact that they're taking down the United States, the way it was put to me, there's too many hillbillies that are armed in this country, and that poses a major problem for the New World Order. That's the way it was put to me.
Yes, 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 yes. Right. Well, yeah. Japan said in World War II, I said, whoever invades the United States will find a shotgun behind every blade of grass.
Well, here's another thing. And this is also because it was followed up by Russia is going to be taken down after we are. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there thinking to myself, who in the world is going to take Russia down? So I asked, and I said, that's the very question. Who's going to take Russia down? I said, if we're gone, who's left there? China? You know, I said, you know, they're about evenly matched. I said, but really? I said, maybe Russia will kind of be weakened after doing a war with us. They said the way that we're taking Russia down will be through heavy sanctions. I said, well, we can't enforce no sanctions. They said NATO will begin to enforce the sanctions, what's left of NATO. And they said, but they said we've already been in contact. Now, not we as far as the United States, but rather there's one country that's going to be the head of the New World Order. They're the ones doing all the negotiations.
With the ETs?
Yeah, or with actually, the ETs as well. They're the ones that have the covenant with them. So, but what
they, is that? China? Who is that?
That's Israel.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sure.
And I know the advisor to for Israel for the United States president, who is a very staunch supporter of Israel. Mm-hmm. And when he first heard officially, now not publicly, but officially, that Israel was going to head the one world government, he liked to fainted.
Yeah.
He said, after all the years.
You know, people don't realize the synagogue of Satan there.
Well, that's what he said. You know, he said, you know, Steve, I've always known there's good Jews and bad Jews. And I know there's... He says, what side are you going to be on? He said, and I realized that. He said, but I had no idea that the bad ones had that much control over that nation.
Yeah, well, they're in cahoots with Satan.
Exactly.
They have Satan's power. Just like God's people have the Lord's power, they have Satan's power.
Yep. And so what they're going to do is, and by the way, speaking of Satan's power, I don't know if you guys realize this that are listening. They literally believe that the reptilians, now this is not all Jews by no stretch of the imagination.
No, it's just the Sabbatean, Sevi, Kabbalah, you know, all the stuff they brought out of Babylon.
Right. They actually believe that the reptilians are their friends. And I know, Bonnie, I hate to say it, but I know for a fact they work with them.
Yeah.
The information I used to get from Mossad and the connections and the reptilians and the things that were happening over there and the... In fact, they're the ones working on reviving the body of Nimrod, and I was actually told about that just recently. They said, Steve, you know that black goo that you talk about a lot? I said, yeah. They said, that's what they're pumping down his throat as part of his revival process.
Oh, the black goo?
Yes, down the throat of Nimrod.
Oh, my soul. To restore he's going to wake up with a powerful stomach ache.
And guess what? Guess how they're going to put the spirit in him that they're going to put in him?
Neuralink?
From CERN.
Yeah.
They're already in communication with the evil entity
that
will live in that body, Bonnie. I mean, Listen, I'll tell you something. You want to freak people out? Let me tell you something that'll freak people out. How much time we got on this side?
Four and a half. I can edit out the silence. Okay. I know the silence, the parts.
Okay. They know from CERN that if you right here on this earth right now, it's just in another dimension. They can see you, but you don't see them. There are all kinds of entities. So many, Bonnie, that if you're standing in your room right now and you were to take one step to the right or one step to the left, you're going to bump into one of those entities.
I rebuke you in the name of Yeshua. Get out now.
Amen. They exist right now all around you.
Well, I put my armor on every day. I hope they don't live in this house.
Well, I'll tell you something, though. When the magnetosphere drops, you're going to see them.
When will the magnetosphere drop again?
They're according to, and I've conferred both with Pentagon folks as well as German scientists, and they're all telling me next year sometime.
Okay.
They're not saying when. I was curious, how do we even know? How are we supposed to know so well, right? Finally, it was told to me that the ETs have already said this is what's coming. And they know it because they know that it's the binary system that causes it. Now, I've been told the sun causes it. And by the way, speaking of the sun, they don't want the public knowing this, but there are layers of energy that are coming off the sun that they're not disclosing about. And they said the layers are layers of energy they've never seen before, and certain rings that are appearing. And of course, as they told me then too, that the ancient buildings are coming around the sun. And we're expecting that debris to come to the Earth next. Well, like I said, it's all part. You have to remember how many millions of miles long is this tail of this thing to start with? And there's one in the front and one in the back.
Oh.
So we got a lot of junk going to hit us before.
Yeah, millions.
Yeah, long before the planet gets here.
Yes. Well, and afterwards, because, it passes through the asteroid belt. And because of magnetism, it picks up all these iron asteroids on its way. It acts like a big magnet coming through the asteroid belt. So its tail, I think, is going to be worse, actually, than before it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then on top of it, another thing that we have in space, literally living in space, Bonnie, living in space, that they don't want people to know about here on Earth. They've been worried about this for a while. They know that these creatures are coming to the Earth. They said eventually they're going to find their way here. But we're talking about creatures that we have not been able to figure out a way to destroy them. It's like they're indestructible.
It's going to take the power of Yeshua and rebuking power of Yeshua. And that's why they hate us. They know that Christians have that power if they would just tap into it. And a lot of Christians are not taught that.
Well, Bonnie, the thing is, when you speak about that right there, people have got to recognize who they are.
Yes.
Because you are much, much greater.
That's right.
Than the enemy. And that's if you've got the spirit of Yeshua living in you, your power is so much greater than what they have. And the thing is, they know it.
That's right. That's why they want to get rid of us.
But
that's why there's war on the West.
Their biggest fear is you knowing it. As long as you don't know it, you're so powerless.
That's right.
They get a laugh at you.
That's right. They would just, to see us scream and run, they'd have a party over that.
Absolutely.
I read a document years ago when the internet was, free for all. And it was ostensibly written by fallen angels to human leaders here. And the gist of it was this: we must get rid of Christians. If they knew power they have through the divine or something vague, they certainly didn't attribute it Jesus or Yeshua, through another entity, they could defeat us. They could defeat us, so we must kill them. We must exterminate them. When I read it, it kind of made my blood run cold. Fortunately, I had a new heart already, and I thought, fill me, Lord. I'll go fight them. I'll go rebuke them.
Amen.
We have very interesting times coming up, Stephen. We're about at the end of this, brother. Do you want to say anything?
you want to make sure your walk with Yeshua is closer than you've ever had. I said in my broadcast the other night, Bonnie, I said to people, I said, listen, you don't want to borrow the name of Yeshua. You need to know that you and him have had a face-to-face meeting somewhere
right.
in your life. And if you haven't had that face-to-face meeting,
that's right.
Be sure you get it.
That's
because
right.
we're about to go through some things
yeah, we are.
That is really going to be challenging for people.
Yes.
And I just want to see that they're grounded, that they're able to stand. When the time comes to stand, as the scripture says, when you've done all to do to stand,
yeah.
then stand therefore.
That's right. Amen, brother. Thank you so much for being with us, Stephen. And we'll see you next week, Father willing, if we're still around.
Amen.
Bye, brother. Mountain like a flame. Of fire, like a chariot in the sun. Blessed